So taking a breath in, close your eyes, get ready for a nice meditation, and really noticing how your body's feeling right now. And let's become aware of the vessel that is the self, the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual, the transpersonal part of self, however you like to define that. And just breathing into your whole being. And with the next breath, just releasing any tension that you might be feeling right now through the body. And just bringing your awareness to the top of your head, where we have the first of the energy centers. And then imagine you can breathe down through the body and out through the base of the spine, where we have the other end of the energy centers of the body. And we might work from the base upwards. And so thinking about the base of the spine, and imagine you could breathe into that area and think about all the stress sometimes that we carry in our back. And we're going to use intention. We're going to use language and visualization to work with these energy centers. So firstly now, just calling to mind and into your heart, anything that you feel sacred to you, that is special and sacred, that makes you feel warm and connected. And our intention with this meditation is to release any stress, any anxiety, and to come to a place of feeling filled, calm, restful, and ready to go home in a relaxed way. So taking the awareness to the base of the spine, where this particular nexus seems to be around what makes us feel secure and like we belong. And be accepted and valued for who we be, giving us a firm foundation in the world. And breathing into the base center at the base of the spine. And just repeating after me, I now release any negative thoughts, vibrations or emotions that hold me back from feeling at peace, at home, and relaxed in all aspects of my physical life. And breathing in and releasing out through the base of the spine. And imagine that through the base of the spine, these nerves that are looking internally, externally, and between can connect like tree roots down through the base of your spine, connecting with the earth. And imagine that a very large taproot is extending out through the base of your spine and connecting you into the earth. And that as you breathe outward, a lot of subsidiary roots are forming around that taproot until you have a big root system like a big old tree. That as you breathe in, you breathe this, the calmness of the earth up through your root system into the base of the spine. And as you breathe out, you send the roots deeper and deeper into the earth. As you breathe in, you breathe up the earth energy into the base of the spine. And as you breathe out, you can release any of the stress and strain that's been carried in this part of your anatomy out through these meridians or roots that go down into the earth. And we'll come back here later in our meditation. And now just take your awareness to the sacral area between your hips. This is an area to do with creativity and some emotions are processed here, as well as sexuality in this region. And let's just release any blocks that are sitting in our creative energy that hold us back from filling our cup. And so thinking of this sacral area as we breathe in, and then say, I now release all creative blocks, all stress, and all energetic blockages to the free flow of my creative energy. And breathing in, and then releasing through the front of the sacral area. Imagine that you can breathe in through the top of the head, down through the body, and releasing out through the sacral area. And if you find that you tend to be surrounded by half-finished projects, or things start but they never get finished, I found that sometimes when we work on this area, we have a different experience thereafter. And so drawing the energy again into the sacral area and say, I now release the burdens of all unfinished projects from now or in the past that have dragged on and drained my energy. And breathe deeply in and releasing through the sacral area. Good to let go. Breathing in from above and out through that sacral area. And just smiling at your body, your mind, your essence. And now bringing your awareness to the solar plexus area. And this is where the ribs meet at the front, where there's a bit of a hollow. Just feeling for that place where we often can feel tension or anxiety. If we're feeling a bit nervous, a bit concerned for how other people might be judging us at the moment, or when we're judging ourselves, we can feel it here too. And so let's do some releases around those types of themes and keep your awareness in the solar plexus area. And as you breathe in, be aware. And then say, I now release all blockages in my solar plexus area from all of the times when I felt anxious or judged by myself or others. And breathing in and releasing through that solar plexus area. And let's release all judgment and criticism of ourselves or others that just isn't for our highest good, whatever it might be. So if it's still useful, we keep it, but if it's not for our highest good, let's ditch it. So breathing in and say, I now release all criticisms and self-criticisms that are no longer for my highest good. And I set this free from my body, from my energy field, my mind, and my whole being now. And breathing in and releasing through the solar plexus area. Imagine you can breathe in through the energy center at the top of the head and then release the breath through the solar plexus area. Allow your belly to relax. Let your body relax. And now, bringing your awareness to the heart center in the middle of the chest. This is where we feel a lot of emotion very strongly sometimes. That place of the wonder of love, but also the pain of when love goes wrong. And many other feelings as well. So breathing into the heart center in the middle of the chest. And say, I now release all blockages to kindness and compassion. I release this now. And breathing in and releasing through the front of the heart center. And just thinking of all the times as health workers where your focus has been on other people and not on yourself. And one can build up quite a bit of fatigue and compassion fatigue over time. And so just being aware of that kind of energy that may be stored anywhere in the chest region or anywhere in the body really, but let's focus on the chest and say, I'm now ready to release all of the pent up energies that have been difficult to digest and through which compassion fatigue has arisen. And breathing in and releasing probably everywhere. We'll do that one again because it feels like it's quite deep. So thinking about the chest region and just say, I'm now ready to release all tiredness, any unresolved stress, and compassion fatigue that has been blocking my energy and reducing my vitality. And breathing in and just releasing with your breath, just letting it go. Wow, it feels good from here. I hope you're feeling that or sensing something good happening. Being aware of the solar plexus area, which can sometimes have a bit of a response when we release things like compassion fatigue. And it can bring up feelings that maybe we're just not strong enough or not good enough in some way, which is not true at all. So just say, I now release any feelings of unworthiness or inadequacy, for when compassion fatigue or exhaustion have closed me down. And breathe deeply in and releasing through the solar plexus area. And just take a moment to appreciate you and all the things that you do to make other people's lives better. And let's just release any feelings of needing to fill other people's cup in this moment, because this is all about you right now. And so if anybody comes to mind, like perhaps patients or co-workers or people that suddenly flash into your mind, just say, it's been my pleasure to help so many, but I now release all feelings that I should not prioritize self-care. I release all blockages to good self-care now. And breathing in and releasing. Wow, that's a good one. And you might feel that through the head and neck region as well. And just breathing in the sound. And let your body be full of the sound and the intention that this process is about you, and you deserve to be cup full. And bringing the awareness upwards from the heart to the throat area. And here we look at the busy mind and the repetitive thoughts and the million decisions we have to make in a day, all the details. And so just taking yourself to all the nerves in the throat, particularly at the back of the throat, and say, I now release all the stresses of the millions of thoughts and hundreds of decisions that I make each day. And I set myself free to find peace. And breathing in and release through the throat, front and back. And then just use your breath slow and deep, letting your mind and body relax. And focused on the energetic center of the throat area. And there's been a lot of panic around, hasn't there? And a lot of extra anxieties lately. And let's just release whatever we might have picked up from other people as well, when they were a bit panicky or anxious. And just say, I now release all of the anxieties, fears, and stress that I've been carrying for other people, whether that was conscious or not. I release it now. And breathing in, just release everywhere. Really use your breath. I can feel quite a lot moving. And hope you can feel stuff moving too. And if you don't feel it, it's okay, because quite often it's still happening anyway. And now take your awareness to between the eyebrows in the forehead area. And this energy center is like the command center, corresponding also with our very important hormonal system. Important parts of that here. And just thinking about the pineal, the pituitary area. And just say, I now release all of the stored stressors and signals through my nervous system that have jammed on fight or flight response. And breathing in and release through the whole of the head region. And breathing in through the eyebrow center. Imagine you can breathe straight in through your forehead there. And let's release any blockages to getting really deep and good sleep. So say, I release all of the old habits of interrupted sleep and replaying of events from the day. I release all of my worries and concerns that are no longer for my highest good. And breathing in and releasing. Very good. Breathing slow and deeply. And coming now to the last of the energy centers on the top of the head. And sometimes when we're feeling pretty tense, we can get a headache. The top or the back of your head starts pounding. And very often these energy centers are overwhelmed. And so repeating after me, just say, I now release all feelings of overwhelm and frustration from my mind, my body, and my whole being now. And breathing in and release through the head region. Very good. And now imagine that a brilliant light is pouring in from above, as though it's from a full moon kind of energy. And breathing that in through the top of the head, the brilliant milky whiteness like the full moon. And let it flood into the crown center. As you consider becoming more attuned to your whole self. And say, I give myself permission for the best self-care for me. For my physical body, for my mind and emotions. And breathing into the crown center and hold. And breathing normally. And thinking about the forehead center, the energy in the forehead area. This is where we can envisage the future. And say, I work hard and in a focused way. And then I relax easily. It's easy for me to return to relaxation, to restore and rebalance my body. And breathe in through the forehead area and hold. And then coming down to the throat area. And let's find our voice when it comes to what we need for self-care so that we can give more to others. And just say, I found my voice. It's easy for me to care for me and to state my needs easily. And breathing in and hold. And then breathing normally. And then coming down to the heart center in the middle of the chest. And say, I am naturally compassionate. I'm naturally giving and attuned to the needs of others. And I choose now to also be attuned to my own needs. And breathing into the heart center. And coming down into the solar plexus area. And say, I deserve exquisite self-care. So I'm strong in mind and body. Strong in emotion and energy. And able to support many other people. And breathing into the solar plexus area and hold. And take your awareness to the sacral area. And say, my cup overflows with nourishing and nurturing energy. I've become so creative in the restoration of harmony and balance that my life is getting better every day. And breathe deeply in and hold in the sacral area. And then being aware of the base center at the base of your spine. And think about your connection to the earth and nature. And say, my foundation is strong. I'm connected to the earth. I'm connected to the strength in nature. And the strength in myself. And breathing into the base center and hold. And then releasing through the root system all the way down to the earth. And just imagine that from the base of your spine, a huge network of roots is going out into the earth, down into the earth, subsidiary roots and deep roots, connecting you to the calmness of the earth. And when you breathe in through the root system, nourishing and calming energy comes in. And when you breathe out, you just release all of the anxiety, everything that has been difficult. You just breathe it out, and the earth transforms it. And breathing in from the earth. And this time bring the breath all the way up to the head region. And imagine that your cup is literally being filled from the core of your being by a limitless supply of beautiful and amazing energy. May your cup be full and overflowing. And now just bring your awareness back into your physical body. Wriggle your fingers, and then when you're ready, you can open your eyes.